Intimate partner violence is the most common form of domestic and family homicide, disproportionately devastating the lives of women. The statistics are shocking. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, 2 in 5 women have experienced violence since the age of 15. To raise funds and awareness, the United Nations is putting on the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence campaign, and Sydney Women's Refuge, Lou's Place, are getting involved chairing the No More Empty Shoes vigil, happening on November 25th. CEO Mandy Greeny joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Mandy. How are you?
Morning, Danny. I'm really well, thank you, and appreciate you having me in here to talk today on this important subject.
I very much appreciate you joining us. Now, tell us firstly about all the work you do there at Lou's Place.
Yeah, at Lou's Place, I'm just going to make a small correction there to you, Danny. We're not a refuge, and that's important that people know that, because when women are distressed or seeking actual accommodation, I don't want to dishearten them when they come to us and they need accommodation that night. In saying that, we will not leave them hanging. We will find them something, but we're probably not the best telephone call they could make.
Very
in that
thank
moment.
You.
But we are a place, a safe place for women where they can come and rest, get a meal. A lot of people who are homeless, or a lot of women who are homeless or experiencing domestic violence, which is the leading cause of homelessness for women, come there to get support and to find a way out, basically, to talk to caseworkers. They can shower there and have meals and plan their next steps in a safe space.
And I'll put links to Lou's Place up on our 2SER website. I wish this wasn't a discussion that we have to have, but we do have to have it. Have we progressed as a society on the conversation about family and domestic violence?
Look, we've definitely progressed. The conversation is louder now. It's more visible. It used to be something that, you know, you didn't talk about. It only happened behind closed doors, and that was between, you know, a man and his wife, generally. That was the way that community thought about it. That's changed now, which is amazing. It started to change. It hasn't completely changed, but it has started to change. We're seeing governments and workplaces and the community take more interest in it and start to become to understand it. They now understand that it's about more than just the physical abuse, and that the physical abuse is just part of domestic violence, that it's actually completely about control. We're recognising it, but while awareness has grown, our systems still struggle to keep up with the reality that women face every day.
So it is one of those situations where if this was any sort of other epidemic, anything else, any other societal ill.
If it was any other sort of societal ill, we would 100%, we'd be jumping all over it. We'd be having, you know, inquest inquiries. We'd be having, you know, there'd be a lot of noise about it, and we'd be finding a solution. Unfortunately, as much as we talk about it, that doesn't seem to be happening. We've had this year, according to Destroy the Joint and Counting Dead Women, who research and keep track of the numbers of women who've been murdered. And I say murdered because that's what it is at the end of the day. There's been 41 women this year, and I believe 12 children.
That's terrible. Like 2024 alone, the lives of 78 women were cut short by gender-based violence. Sort of from your work, what are the things that we can do to prevent this?
Look, the things that we can do to prevent it are keep on having the conversations, inform ourselves, actually come to understand the realities of it, put the responsibility for domestic violence on the perpetrators of it, and don't let the women carry the burden of navigating the complex systems. They've experienced trauma for many, many years, and we still expect them, almost they get punished again for it. They have to leave the home to stay safe. They generally have to make a decision between safety and poverty. So if we as a community could design our responses around safety and accountability, not convenience or bureaucracy, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, that extends to sort of we in the media, the reporting on it, the way that
absolutely.
It's framed, needs some work done.
Absolutely. I mean, the way we report on it is is so important. We often see that when women are murdered, we will say, the media will say, but he was such a great bloke, he's a good football player, you know, lovely fella. And the woman really gets lost in that whole thing. Of the 41 women, many of those, like there hasn't been a big, there hasn't been a lot of publicity about them. A lot of them, we wouldn't even know their names. Mm-hmm. You know?
Now, Lou's Place doing a lot of work there that you described sort of there for the immediate aftermath of domestic violence. What are the sort of more longer-term impacts of domestic violence?
Look, beyond the physical injury, there's the trauma, the loss of confidence, the isolation from family or work. Women and children end up being completely disconnected from their family, which family and friends and community as a whole, sometimes they're not allowed to go to work or, you know, practice their faith, that sort of thing. So as I'm sure you can imagine, that ends up, the women ends up like a part of a person in many ways, because they're so emotionally done over. And then you have that the long-term, that intergenerational stuff, so that, you know, the lack of understanding of what a healthy relationship is. How do we manage a healthy relationship, you know?
Lots more to talk about in this space. Mandy Graney from Lou's Place, I have to get you back here on 2SER Breakfast to continue this conversation, though. In the meantime, No More Empty Shoes Vigil. It's happening on November 25th there at Martin Place. For people who want to support and get involved, what's the best place?
So the best place is to come along to the vigil and support us, learn a bit about, you know, domestic and family violence, and just your presence will be heaps of support just to make the noise louder, really.
Indeed. I'll put links up to where people can get involved. No More Empty Shoes, the vigil happening November 25th. CEO of Lou's Place, Mandy Graney, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you very much.